Hey guys, welcome back to R&R with Reagan and Rach. I'm Reagan.
And I'm Rach, and we're talking about Reagan's birthday Halloween bash. Woo! But first, we're going to talk about our week.
Yes, we're going to catch up. We have a lot to catch up on.
Reagan just dropped a whole freaking $1 million at the mall. But it was all justified. Not actually $1 million, no.
No, not actually $1 million. But it was just my birthday, like we said yesterday. We're filming this the day after my birthday, the day after the party.
We have to, while it's fresh in our minds. So true. Otherwise, I'll forget.
So true. And I had birthday money. And Rachie had a great reason to go to the mall. Why don't you tell them?
Last night, she's leaving. It's 12 o'clock. And I said, hey, you want to go to Nordstrom to get my bra fitted for me?
Literally.
Because, guys, listen, I breastfed a baby, and my boobies on my knees. I ain't got boobs no more, okay? So I go in expecting this girl to be like, oh, you're a negative A, okay? Wrong. I'm an F.
Literally.
My bra is an F. When I took that
you
tag off.
You have big boobs.
But when I took the tag off, I look at it and I said, no way.
Literally, no way. It is crazy.
Because she said a 32 double D, and she's like, yeah, but that's the same as an F.
And yeah, I was like. Yeah, and she was also like, your sister's size is a.
A 34 triple D?
No, you're a triple D.
I'm a 32 triple D or a 34 double D?
Double D, yes.
But that's an F, is what she said.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh.
I don't really know, honestly, guys, how accurate. I don't really know how much the actual cup size, like A, B, C, D, matters. Because she was explaining to us today that it's the wiring in the bra.
The placement.
Yes, that's underneath your breast. That matters.
It's like how wide the wire needs to be.
Exactly. So that it rests on your chest the right way. We learned a lot about bras today.
Listen, this girl saw my boobs for an hour straight, okay?
It was
great. We were besties afterwards.
It was great.
Reagan saw my boobs for the first time after 8 years.
They looked amazing. They're amazing. I love them.
No, but she taught us a lot. And she basically was like, an A is just more narrow.
Yes.
Because your boob isn't as wide.
Yes.
And so I'm like, I don't have, like, my boobs, you would look at them and you wouldn't think I have Fs.
No. It's,
that's why it's important to go get sized.
Yes, this is exactly why it's important. I went and got sized a year and a half ago. The lady that measured me and did all my things told me I was a G, ladies.
Guys, not only did that happen, but her grandma went with her.
I bawled my eyes out when she told me this. I was bawling. I'm like, there's no way. Simply no way.
Why?
Because it's so big. I'm like, someone schedule my breast reduction now. Today. Like, well, I can't do this.
Wes gave me one. He just sucked the ever-living life out of my boobs. And now I'm like, what size was I before I had a baby? Or maybe it's the same and there's just more stuff on the top.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll never know.
I don't know. We'll never know. And yes, we did learn a lot. And so, what I learned today is, ladies, it doesn't matter the cup size, okay? It's all about the wire and the way it lays on your chest. And so, I may be a G, but I don't look like I have G boobs. Like, I've seen girls that look like they have bigger boobs than me.
No, I've seen a girl who got, she had, I think she had like a double H or just an H or something. And I'm like, you look like you have those big boobs. And that's why it literally doesn't matter.
It literally doesn't.
You want to know something? Do you know what Halara is, that brand?
Yes.
Okay.
The, like, activewear?
Yeah. Back in the day, guys, this is my lore. Back in the day, I did a brand deal with them when I was still doing that Big Sister advice.
Okay.
And I didn't know what I was doing, so I just, like, I should have put in my contract that they could only use my video for, like, 2 months or something.
Oh, yeah. But
they have, like, they can use that video as long as they want. And I should have put in there that they can't edit it. They edited it. In the video, saying, like, oh, my gosh, this dress supports me so well. And, like, I don't consider, like, if you look at me, I don't consider myself as someone with big boobs, okay? But I was like, okay, like, I'm a 34 double D. I got roasted. Flamed. That video got 1 million views. Guess what? I didn't get a single dollar from that video. I just got a free dress. They got so much, like, they got so much because
marketing
I was getting roasted. And everyone was like, why are girls still lying about their boob size in 2021? And I literally was like, wait, what? Like, everyone literally thought I was lying. So, here to tell all of those haters, if you're listening, which you're probably not, I am an F, so cry about it. After I've breastfed.
Yeah, literally.
So.
And everybody's boobs are so different. So how are
truly,
you to know?
Truly.
Like, how are you to know what size I am?
Yeah.
Like, I could be wearing a minimizing bra right now, so you don't know. So
yeah.
Keep your mouth shut.
Also, why would I lie about that?
Literally, why would I lie?
I envy women who have no boobs.
Yeah, me as well.
A little baby tee looks fire on them.
With no boobs.
Mine, I'm like, oh, that my underboob might pop out at any minute.
Me as well. I keep... Guys, I could not wear so many things because of my boobs. Like, today, we were at the mall, and Rach is like, oh my gosh, this open back shirt, so cute. I'm like, yeah, so cute. How would someone with boobs wear that? Not to my... Like, minus I do have religious... garments, so it's like whatever. I would not be wearing an open back shirt,
truly,
but if I wanted to, how would I do it? I couldn't, because guys, I can't use pasties. No, those would, it would look terrible because my boobs are so big.
Wait, have you heard of cakes though? I heard that they're like pasties but for like girls with big boobs.
I've never used those, so maybe
I need to try them before I recommend them, but I've heard like girls with big boobs like really like them because they actually like they're like this big.
Okay.
Rather than that.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, for reference, I was showing, like, a half dollar size versus, like, a pancake. I forget people can't see my
I know. Can't see what we're doing.
Anyways. Didn't need to talk about boobs for 8 minutes.
Literally, enough about boobs. Sorry, guys. But we did learn a lot today, and it was really awesome.
And it was glorious, because I truly needed a new bra. And I'm wearing it right now.
And it looks amazing. And it's so cute, guys. The bra, you guys will never get to see, but I saw it, and it's so cute.
It was $80, but the girl was trying to get me to buy 5.
Yes.
I said, no, I'm just here for 1. Thank you very much.
It was $80, but guys, I have like 4 of their bras, I'm pretty sure, and they're amazing, and they last me so long. I've had them for a year, and it looks like I just got them. So I'm sure they'll last me years and years to come. So it's a great investment. And you just feel better about yourself when your boobs look good.
Literally, I've been wearing nursing bras and sports bras for the last 18 months.
Yeah, so this is amazing for you.
I know.
I'm excited. Anything else that we have that's update-worthy? We did spend the day at the mall together, and that was so fun.
I know. I haven't been at a mall and just, like, walked around without Weston so long. It's so nice.
Yeah, we just shopped around, got a few cute things.
I think the only thing on our minds was your birthday party. Iconic.
Yes. Yes, guys, we'll jump into the birthday party. It was truly so fun.
We have planned this. We planned it for 2 months.
Yes, we did plan it for 2 months. And then we started actually buying stuff for it, like, the 1st of October. Like, literally the 1st of October.
And I've never had Halloween decorations my entire marriage, which is, like, 5 years. So this year it was so fun because it gave me an excuse to buy them.
And to decorate your house all cute.
It was so fun.
It was so fun, guys, literally.
Which... So many people showed up. Insane.
Yes, I'm so thankful. If any of my friends are listening to this that came, I love you. You're the real ones.
Reagan was stressing, guys. She literally told me, we're sitting in Aubergine, and she's like, what if no one comes? And I said, that's not happening. And also, the key to throwing a Halloween birthday party is be the first to invite people to a party.
Yeah.
We send out those invites, like, beginning of October. Uh-huh. Like, people will start inviting people, calendar. Like, the week before, and it's like, no, I already have plans.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was the key to getting so many people to come.
Yeah, I think so, too. We planned it really well. I was stressed nobody was going to come, only because it's like, when you throw a party, you're always just like, are we doing too much?
Truly. But everyone loved it. Everyone ate it up.
Yes. It was so cute. We'll post video recap on our stories.
Make sure to follow our Instagram, Reagan and Rach. Or R&R podcast, you can look up either of those things. But we'll be posting recaps on there.
Yeah, so you guys can see the vibes. Yeah, everything turned out so good.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part?
The costume contest was so good. That was such a hit.
I think the costume contest was so fun. I think just having all my friends in one place at one time.
I know. And it was so cool meeting all your friends because I've heard about the friends.
Yes.
I literally all night was like, oh, is this the friend that did this and with this person? And you were like, yeah. Or she'd be like, this is my cousin. And my childhood best friend, and they got married.
Yes,
and I'm literally. Like, oh, okay, I know. I've just never connected faces with people you've known.
Yeah, it was so fun. Rachel is the best, seriously, for letting me host it at her house. Like, it wouldn't have been possible, literally, guys. It wouldn't have been possible, and I wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for Rachel, guys. Well, like, she talked me into this, and I'm very glad that she did.
Back in May, because Reagan helped me throw Wes' birthday party, and I was like, wait, I want to throw your birthday party. Because having a holiday birthday sucks.
Yes.
We were talking about this with the random guy at Gap today.
Yeah.
But I'm just, what did you say? You were like...
I hated having a Halloween birthday when I was little because kids had stuff to do. They all wanted to dress up. They all wanted to go trick-or-treating. It wasn't about, like, let's blow out candles and sing to Reagan. So, which, obviously, that makes sense. But I was a young kid. I didn't understand. But then, as I got older, and now at the age I'm at now, Halloween is, like, kind of weird because I'm married. I don't want to go to the young parties with all the 18. You're not going trick-or-treating. I'm not going trick-or-treating because I don't have a kid. But I still want to dress up and do something. So this was amazing for... Because I feel like a lot of people can relate to that. A lot of my friends are married.
A lot of your friends got married this year, too.
Yes.
So they're not going... Because we live in a college town.
Yes.
There's two colleges within 10 minutes of us. Mm-hmm. And there's always these college parties. And it's like... There's either like... drinking going on and like...
Or everybody's single too, which...
Everyone's single and like you're trying to make out with somebody. Yeah. And like that's like the whole point of the night. Get slutty, make out with somebody. Like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Live your life. But it's just like we're in a different phase and it's like I have an 18-month-old, which we took him trick-or-treating and that was so fun. But then it was like it worked out for us because we can't leave. Yeah. No way I'm getting a sitter. They're all out doing things.
And Wes slept through the whole party, guys.
It was so loud.
It was so loud, and Wes slept through the whole thing. I'm so proud of him, and I'm so happy he slept through the whole thing.
Love him. Love that. I was literally going to move him to my room, and then Ty was like, I think he'll just sleep through the night, and then he did.
Yeah, it was literally perfect.
He did wake up at 7:45 this morning, and I was like, but that's fine. That's a whole other thing. But no, it was so fun. I liked that there was, like, a thing going on. Like, mm-hmm. It was, like, a reason to wait and stay was the costume party.
Yes. And I liked that we had no lights on. I think it set the vibe perfectly. Like, there was no lights on. Everything was lit up through candles.
We had, like, a party light.
A party light. Rachel got, like, an orange light to put in her kitchen. Like, it was really cute. So many yummy treats. People actually pulled through with the treats.
No, and there was, like, none left. Literally, I was so happy.
I was happy that we didn't have a bunch of leftovers.
I know. Literally, your Rice Krispie treat things... I've had 10 people ask me for the recipe because they thought I made them.
Oh, no.
They're so fire.
They're so fire. They are a hit. So I will actually post that on the Instagram stories.
Wait, you should just make a TikTok about it on how
okay,
you do it.
Okay, yeah. I should make a TikTok. And then post to our account. Because they are so good and so addicting, guys. You'll eat like 50 of them.
Lauren, I took a bite and I was like, oh, no. Good thing there's one left. There was one left.
Okay, good.
So I ate that.
I'm glad you tried one.
Yeah.
Lawrence's, like, hates treats. And that is the one dessert that I make that he'll eat the whole thing. He literally today was like, so did we have any of those left over? I'm like, no, everybody ate them. He's like, we shouldn't have brought them. They're too good to share. So I will share the recipe. My mom just sent me that recipe. My mom makes those. And so I was like,
okay,
I love
them. Shout out Meg. Because literally. I'm not kidding you. 10 people either came up to me at the party or DM'd me and they were like, what were those treats?
Okay, I will make a video about it so we can share it with everybody.
Yeah.
They're so yummy. Everybody needs that recipe. And it's so easy. It takes me 5 minutes, I swear.
I know. Also, I feel like the grenadine Sprite shots, a lot of people, like, didn't know how to do it.
Yes.
Next time, I feel like maybe we leave a note or something.
Yes, like a step-by-step thing. And I feel like I should have just made more in preparation.
To go.
The thing was, guys, setting up...
took so much longer than we thought.
Yeah, we actually thought it... Like, I thought we could do it in 2 hours, tops.
No, last minute.
Like, yeah. I was, like, getting ready and helping Rachel finish, like... So, it was kind of chaotic right there towards the end when a few people started showing up. I was like, oh, shoot. But, yeah. So, next time we do need to do the little syringes, like, set them up more properly. Yeah.
Like, I honestly should just... There were so many things I probably should have done the night before. And it'll be easier next year because West, which now this is going to be an annual thing because that was so fun.
Yeah, it was so fun.
West will be older and I will be able to be like, he'll be 2.5.
Yes.
Almost 3, and I'll be able to be like, okay, we don't touch those. Or he won't care to touch them.
Yeah.
So it'll be easier. It's just harder with an 18-month-old to, like, set things up. And it was a Thursday, so Ty was working.
Yeah, it was a Thursday. And next year, it will be on a Friday.
Yeah.
So it will be.
Which, Ty took off work today, because he was like, you probably need help cleaning up. And I was like, yeah. But he ended up working a half day, because I was like, actually, I don't think I need that much help. But... next year, I'm like, I might just have him take the day off again.
Yeah.
And he can just watch West the whole time.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
Literally. Oh, it was
so great. I'm trying to think, what would we change since we're, like, going over the
party? Oh, okay. Something we would change? Probably just the drink situation.
Okay.
I wish we had, like, a cooler bowl full of ice.
Yes.
I didn't think of that because...
And maybe just have, like, I don't know, maybe water bottles. So we don't have to keep refilling the water thing. So the drink situation.
We should do like a buffet table where there's drinks.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah.
Like with like, you could do like sodas and waters and things like that. That would be fun. Ugh. And also we never set up the projector.
I know. We didn't. It just got so last minute. We were running around.
And it was so cold.
Truly. And it was so cold. But I'm so glad we opened the doors.
It was so hot, guys. Outside, what temperature was it? It was like 38 or something.
Yeah, and we had the doors open the whole time.
Doors open, windows open. My house was so hot.
Because so many people were there.
Guys, it was like a sardine can. And then when we sang happy birthday to Reagan, I was like, we're going to fall through the floor.
I was like, everybody around us is going to hate us. I was scared of the neighbors.
But my neighborhood is so chill. And I told my neighbors, I said, hey, I'm throwing a party and it'll be over early because it's a school night, so don't worry. But if it was like 3 a.m., I would have been
And all of those people out. Have jobs. So it's like, we all have to go to work today.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Nobody's really in college, or if they are, they're in their last year of college, so nobody's staying up super late. Mm-hmm. Everybody was gone by like 10.
Yeah. It was literally perfect.
I was like, okay, 2 hours lay.
Literally, I was like, perfect.
Honestly, I think...
I was also just being so social that by that point, I was like, tired.
Same. Of like, my legs hurt, and people were coming up to me being like, is this your house? I'm like, yes, who are you? I need a family tree next time.
Literally, I need to draw everything out
for you. I'm like, so how do you know Reagan? And
All these people will... You'll be best friends with all these people because of all the functions.
If they like me.
Oh my gosh, shut up. They love you. Literally, everybody was like, I'm obsessed with her. Let's hang out. Let's all of us hang out. I'm like,
okay. Oh, yeah. Triple date. I was like, really? That's literally. So nice. But I think if on the invite, we need to post, like, costume party and what the prize was. Because I think people would have gone harder had they known the prize. Because when people
We have to do a more epic prize next year.
No, do the same thing. That's a $50 or what was it?
I did $40 to Cinemark.
Yeah.
And a bucket full of candy.
Yeah, it was so cute.
Like a popcorn bucket. I should have taken a picture of Ash with the prize. I didn't even.
No, but next year, literally do the same thing and just be like, that's the prize. Because when people found out what the prize was, they were like, wait.
Literally. My cute cousin Ashlyn won the costume contest. She went all out. She dressed as the Lorax, had the whole suit
on.
So
good. She walked in and I was like, the belly, what is that?
Like everything. And her husband, Justin, was the tree, like one of the trees. I forget what they're called. But it was really cute. And she won. And she always does hilarious things. So I'm
maybe
so
we'll
proud
do
of her.
First, second, and third place.
Yeah.
First place is like $40. The second one is like maybe just like a $20 Amazon gift card. And the last one is like, I don't even know.
Literally. If you guys have any ideas of what you think we should do, drop them.
I don't know. Drop them
in our comments on Instagram.
Or if you've been to like a freaking fire Halloween party and you're like, oh, they did this, let us know. Because literally. I think we would also do more tinsel. Like, I think we could have bought like 10 of those.
Yeah, I think next year we'll go ham on the tinsel and like
the
decorations.
We'll already have so many things.
Yeah. And me and Rach also talked about doing a murder mystery before Halloween.
Yeah, like the weekend before.
And having like a theme.
Yes.
Because that would be so cute.
Because Halloween, it's fun to see what everybody does. But, like, having, like, a theme murder mystery party. I've never done one. So, it would be fun to do one.
Yes. It's so fun. But you do have to have the right group of people. Like, close friends that are going to be funny and get into character. Because people that are not in character, like, it's just not as fun.
Yeah,
you have to
like,
go all out.
You can't be shy and being like, oh, I'm not going to do the pirate voice. It's like, no, you got to do the pirate voice.
Literally. Like, we're supposed to fight right now. I'm sorry. I think you murdered somebody. I'm supposed to fight you.
You slept with my husband.
Literally.
No, literally.
Lawrence's old work used to do, for the Christmas party, they would do a murder mystery party.
That's so fun.
And so it was so fun. But also some people were shy and you don't know everybody. You know what I mean? Because it's all of Lawrence's coworkers. So I was just like, and I fear whenever I get a murder mystery, I don't know if it's the vibe I get off or something. I get the worst characters.
Do you get the murderer?
No. Oh. I get the hoe sleeping around girl.
Yeah, you still get that like, vibe.
What?
You know I'd get like the freaking nun.
Literally,
I'm like, this is not who I am.
No, like, I get the worst characters that are, like, liars or just, like, doing the worst things. And I'm like, what? For the host that was hosting this, what vibes?
Wait, do they pick?
Yes, you pick.
Oh, that would be so fun to do that together.
So one person doesn't play. They know what everybody is. and then they give everybody their character. Like, one person has to be the narrator for it.
Would you want to be the narrator, or would you want to be the person?
Like, I could be both. I would do both. I don't care.
That would be so
fun. But it's really fun, and it's hilarious if you have the right group of people.
Ty would so get into that.
Yes.
Ty would love it. Ty loves playing dress up, honestly. Literally,
Lawrence would love it, too. We just have to get the right group of people. And it's a smaller party, which would be chill. Yeah. Like, we could literally do what we did at your house, just with a few candles, some treats,
on your table. Because I have eight seats, which is so nice. Ty...
We don't even need
one. Ty and I literally thought, like, we would never use our big dining table every single weekend.
Literally.
I'm like, what would I do with eight chairs? And I'm like, oh. Which, by the way, I am number 5 out of 10 kids. And so I just grew up with a big table. I thought everybody had those. And now I'm like, oh, no, because some people, it's a family of 4.
Literally.
So why would they have 8 chairs? And now I'm like, oh, actually, I use them all the time.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's so perfect. Your house is literally perfect. But yeah, murder mystery. If you guys know of a good website where you've gotten your murder mystery, because you have to like download it all, print it all. Do you have to pay for it? Yes, you have to pay for it.
Okay.
But it's not that expensive, I'm pretty sure. It's like $20 for like the whole thing to download. So if you guys know of a good website or have done one, I've never hosted one. So I have never done like putting all the things in the envelopes and like you have to give a character. Like Lawrence's best friends did one last Halloween. It was Harry Potter themed. And she like sent out letters to us before with our character describing all these things. Like so we could dress like them, get into characters. It was really cute. She did a great job. Yeah. And she like decorated their whole basement apartment Harry Potter themed.
Wow.
We all brought like Harry Potter themed treats. It was really cute. I could do that
because I have the hats and the candles.
Literally. We could do a Harry Potter one.
That would be fun.
But I don't know Harry Potter, so I felt like...
Oh, let's do Pirate then. Because we have all like the skulls and like we could do just fake money and doubloons. Literally. And
I felt like, oh gosh, do I need to watch all the Harry Potter movies before this party? Because I don't know the characters. No.
Reagan.
I know.
Reagan.
I know.
Does Lawrence?
Yes.
Okay.
Lawrence has seen them.
And I grew up reading those books. Ty is on the 4th book right now because I'm making him listen to it.
Oh, really?
I'm like, I gotta know.
I think they're cute movies. I've, like, seen bits and pieces. Also, when I got my tonsils out, Lawrence was like, we're watching all the Harry Potter movies. So we got to, like, movie 3, and I was deep in a dark, dark place.
I forgot. We both got our tonsils out late in life. Guys, worst experience ever. Would rather give birth. I told Ty that. Would I'm rather not give birth than do tonsils. If you can do your tonsils, you can give birth, girl.
I'm not kidding. I would never wish that pain.
No.
On my worst enemy.
How long was your recovery?
14 days.
Same. Okay, good. Good, good, good.
My it's because we're old.
No, my little brother and I got them out the same day. 3 days later, he's eating chicken. I said, oh.
Me and my little brother got them out the same day.
Wait.
Van. This is so weird.
How old is Van?
He is 15.
Oh, my little brother is 12.
But he was, like, 14 at the time. Or, I got it recently. It was last Christmas. Wait, my last Christmas was miserable.
Were you recovering when I moved in?
Yeah, well, that was January. So, by that point, I was recovered. That was, like,
new.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so like, I had just gotten it done.
Brilliant.
So, my Christmas, last Christmas. Oh, no. Okay, sorry. I'm all mixed up. Last Christmas... I was in Kansas.
Okay.
With Lawrence. I didn't get him out. It was a Christmas before. Okay, so Van was 13.
Okay. I'm like, girl, you looked good. Did you lose like hella weight? Because I lost 20 freaking pounds.
I weighed myself before and after, and I think I lost probably like 10 pounds.
Yeah, it was I think great. I'm being dramatic. I think I lost 15, but I got mine out 2 weeks before my wedding. I looked fire in my dress. I said, thank you.
Literally.
I told my mom, I said, can I get them out again? No. And you know what that proves?
Guys, you can't.
I just eat too much, okay?
You can't eat food.
No.
What did you eat while you were recovering?
Because I'm stupid. One day I felt good. I had spaghetti. I threw it up. And I ripped open the freaking thing. And I had to get them recauterized.
No.
Yeah. Because I'm crazy.
I had popsicles. And this is... I can't even think about this.
I just got chills, actually.
No. I can't think about this because this is so dark and terrible. Guys, it's Christmas.
The lowest of my lows.
Literally.
Did you get that out because it was Christmas break?
Yes. Lawrence's first Christmas with my family. I can't talk. I'm crying the whole time because I'm in so much pain. And here's the thing, guys. You're on a schedule, so like every few hours you either take ibuprofen or a pain med. You're switching off because that's how painful it is. You have to be on meds.
No.
If you're not, you won't survive.
You'll die. And heaven forbid you forget your anti-nausea pill. Did you have one of those?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
I wasn't nauseous.
I was, well, okay. Wait, were you on hydros? Hydros make me super nauseous. Like, okay. When I got my wisdom teeth out and I was on hydros, I would throw up from them. Oh. So they put me, maybe that's why. They that's put me, like, purposely why. On it. I am so sensitive. Like, when I got my epidural, I threw up. Like, oh, heavy wow. medication makes me throw up.
Nauseous. Okay. Yeah. But. Yeah. I wasn't nauseous, but.
My mom was working a full-time job around the clock.
I felt so bad for my
She basically
parents.
Had a newborn. Waking up every yes, 2 hours.
Every 2 hours she was waking up. Oh. And she would come in. I'd finally fall asleep. She'd come in, wake me up. Guess what?
It's take, medicine.
Take your medicine, but guess what? You can't take it on an empty stomach, so choke down something in the most, like, and every night, I would choke down applesauce because I couldn't get anything else down. Like, I'm, like, crying, tears, swallowing no. this applesauce in so much pain
no.
just so I could take my pain med. And, guys.
We have to, do you have pictures from when you got them out?
No, because I was so sad and miserable.
The term charcuterie board was popping off at this time, and I posted, I said, my tonsil charcuterie board, because I...
What was it?
It was literally all my medication. I just have to find this really quick. Ew, mine was so bad. Oh, wait, did they only do your tonsils, or did they do, like, anything in your nose?
No, Van got the nose and tonsils, I just got my tonsils.
Yeah, I got my adenoids taken out, and something else cauterized. So that's what I looked like.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, no, I didn't look like that, but I did have, I was icing the whole time. Also, strangest thing that happened to me on mine, my ears hurt so bad.
Did you get an ear infection?
No, like my ears would be in so much pain that my mom would bring hot towels to put on my ears, and that's the only thing that soothed.
Like your actual ear?
Like, no, no like inside. Like it would be achy inside, and that's the only thing that soothed them.
What?
So, needless to say, if you have to get your tonsils out and you are older than the age of 15, no, probably like 18, I will send my regards. You're going to go through hell. You will experience hell.
Ty might have to get his out.
And I am so sorry for you.
No, for me. You, for me.
I am sorry. And for Ty, I am extreme. And boys
are babies.
He will probably pass away.
No, babies. Love you to death, baby boy, Tyler. But when boys, the man cold is a real thing. That's a real thing, unfortunately.
It's a real thing, unfortunately. I've experienced that firsthand.
I'll let
that
you know.
Is the worst experience. I don't even know how we got talking about our tonsils. I'm really sorry, guys. I don't know how
no,
we got
truly,
to this.
No, truly, where did we go?
I don't know how we got to this subject. We're supposed to be talking about my birthday.
Back to your birthday. I don't
my
know.
My birthday was amazing. I don't really know what else to say. Like, really, I loved it so much. Everybody that came, I love you. I'm so thankful. I felt so loved. Then I got to go shopping today and spend my birthday money. Also, we're matching outfits. We'll post them on our Instagram later. They're so cute.
Oh, I know what we want to talk about. Celebrities' outfits.
Oh, yes, from Halloween. We were
You
gonna...
have to show me Hailey Bieber's because I heard hers was... Kim K, foul.
Yes, we were going to recap. Foul.
That is the most insane, like, I have chills. It grossed me out. I mean, it was, like, great, and I... How much do you think she freaking spent on
makeup and like, what's it called?
Like body art? I don't know. Why did she give?
She went really spooky this year.
Yeah, I feel like she usually does slutty. Because what was she last year?
I don't remember.
But like, are those her real boobs?
Those have to be her real boobs. I mean, I think they are.
I just like, why? I like, I think about an alligator and I think that's what the spookiest part of her outfit is how big her boobs are and she's an alligator.
The tail is crazy.
No, I'm
It's like, pretty iconic how the Kardashians always set up, like, a backdrop like that, like, in all the photos. What I'm thinking about when you show me these photos is...
Scared.
...taking that off of my face.
No.
I wouldn't...
Did you see Alex Earls?
Yes.
Amazing.
She killed it. She looked so fire.
But she did say that she was stuck in the shower with, like, bottles of baby oil trying to get that off. No, that's what I think about.
Literally, that's what I think about. How am I going to get this off? And if it's not going to come off quick in the shower, I can't do it. I can't be a part of it.
Also, imagine, like, going clubbing, wearing that, and then getting home at 3 a.m. and having to take it off. I'd be
and
so
you're
tired.
Like, no, yeah, it's just not okay. It's just, like, it would be
I'm
terrible.
Like, how?
Also, I dressed up as Avril Lavigne, and Lawrence is my skater boy.
Oh, yeah, and Ty was Flynn Rider, I was Rapunzel, and Wes was Pascal. I forgot to mention.
Yeah, we forgot to say. Okay, this is Hailey Bieber's.
Wait, is she Kim? Or no, she's Kim Possible?
Yes, Kim Possible.
That's so good.
Isn't that so good? And Justin is...
We're unstoppable.
Yes. Sorry, there was another post. This is not the post that I was looking for, but this is a cute dump from her.
I loved her video. It was like, hey guys, today we're going to make... You haven't seen her video?
No.
She's like copying Nora Smith. Okay, this is the video.
This morning I woke up beautiful again and craving attention, so I decided to make some bitches mad from scratch. I started by...
This isn't her voiceover. It's somebody else's, but I loved her. I loved it.
Oh, it's not her voiceover. Somebody else made this voiceover. Yeah. Because that's making fun of Nora Smith.
This morning I woke up beautiful again and paying attention.
You know who Nora Smith is?
Obviously.
Okay, good.
Love Nora Smith. Everyone thinks she's Mormon.
I know.
Because Lucky Blue was Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You like Nora Smith?
I don't know. Sometimes I do,
I don't.
I don't like the ASMR.
I can't do the voice.
Have you not heard about people showing old videos of her and her accent right now is fake? Because she's German. That's not what she sounds like. So she, like, does the voice. At least the TikTok allegation.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you speaking like this? Today my kid wanted a Capri Sun. What did she say? The Capri Sun was crazy. Like
Capri Sun?
Capri Sun is what she said instead of a Capri Sun.
No.
I'm like, girl.
Say Capri Sun.
What are we doing?
No, but also her and Lucky, I love when people make fun of them. Like the videos that where it's like Lucky is always holding on to her freaking hips and he has a toothpick in his mouth. I said, what's going on?
Yeah, the toothpick's crazy.
Sorry. Trust. As someone who has like a clingy, touchy husband, not even that. If I'm filming, he's like, bye. I'm in a different room. Can't find me.
Literally, get the camera away from me. I couldn't pay Lawrence to be in a TikTok with me.
No, I'm... No, except when I'm there. The one you guys did at Pickleball was good.
Oh, yeah. He likes to do the mouthing ones. But if it's, like, showing our outfits, he's like, what do? I don't want to do this. And I'm like, okay.
Tyler Loki eats up the camera.
He's amazing. He's made for that. Amazing.
I'm like, well, also, his sisters growing up, they had, oh, my gosh, what was, like, the dance app before TikTok?
Something Star.
Yeah.
Video Star or something?
Yeah, something like that. They had that, and they would make Ty dance with them.
Okay, I had
so
that, too.
You know he, like, they trained him.
Yeah.
He's been media trained by his younger sisters. I love it. Shout out, guys. Love you. And then they want me to do it, and I'm like, I'm going to crap my pants. I don't know how to do that, because I don't know how to dance. It's true.
I'm not a dancer.
My biggest regret. I'm like, why wasn't I a dancer? They're so cool. TikToks where girls can actually dance. I'm jealous of you.
Okay, I'm trying to think of other... Halloween.
Other celebrities. Oh, Kendall and Kylie's was fire.
Oh, yes. Theirs was so cute. I loved it. Every detail of theirs was amazing. Like, well, the jacket, like, everything.
I know. And have you seen What a Girl Wants?
I don't know. Is it a movie?
Yeah. Wait, no, I'm thinking of the wrong movie.
That's
Lizzie
McGuire.
Sabrina Carpenter did... Did you see Sabrina Carpenter's?
Yes!
That's from Lizzie McGuire, right? Okay.
Wow, she did
For
amazing.
For some reason, I thought it was What a Girl Wants. No.
Sabrina ate and left.
Literally, I was like, that's so good. But I knew Sabrina was going to do good.
Did you see JC's?
No. Wait, when they were the men?
No, obviously, but
oh, wait.
Go look at JC's and her family.
Oh, when they were... Her baby, so cute. That's the first time I've seen a video of her baby. What's her name? Benny?
Benny. So adorable.
Cute. Yeah, no. Them as Ratatouille, so cute. Do you think her baby
looks
like...
She looks so good with the black wig.
I know. I'm like, what? If I put that on...
Yeah, her baby's adorable. She's
so
chubby.
Chunky.
Her cheeks.
I
are
love
so
a chunky
cute.
Baby. Oh, Chicken Shop Girl. She did.
Oh yes.
Do you know the Chicken Shop Girl? What's her name?
Her name's Liv.
Yeah, she did the.
I helped her find her wedding dress. So Liv, if you're listening, I love you, bae.
What?
Yeah, Aubrey and Liv.
Wait, this girl? This girl.
Oh no. Who that girl you just showed me. I thought you were talking about this girl.
Oh. No, I'm talking about Chicken Shop Girl.
Okay,
do you know who that is?
No.
Her and Andrew Garfield have, like, the craziest lore. You would love her. She, like...
Chicken Shop Girl. That's her TikTok?
Well, it's Chicken Shop Date.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I could talk about that forever. But she, like, basically people come onto her show. Have you seen, like, Hot Ones?
Yes.
So it's, like, similar vibes, but it's, like, a date. She took Billie Eilish on a date. She took Sabrina Carpenter on a date. Andrew Garfield.
She takes them on a date.
Yeah, but that's, like, her interview style. Okay. It's, like, as if they were on a date.
Oh, cool.
But it's so cute.
I'm gonna literally watch all of this. I'm going to stalk her.
You'll love it. Oh my gosh. I watch all of her YouTube videos, but like her, everyone says her and Andrew have like so much chemistry, and like he's doing PR for like We Live in Time right now. So he's on her podcast because she has 2 million followers.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to send, can you send me this profile?
Yeah.
So I can stalk her. Back to We Live in Time.
Yeah.
Me and Lawrence just saw this.
How was it? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my gosh. Get the tickets now. Go see it. Guys, it's amazing. I cried for 2 hours, but it was so good. It was like their relationship on screen was just perfect. Like, I loved it so much. Like, literally, I loved it. And I walked out of the theater and I was like, Lawrence, that's like one of my favorite movies I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes, oh my gosh. Loved it. And it was nice because it is a sad concept. Like, the movie itself has a sad story, but they threw humor into it and made it, like, cute. So, like, I was laughing, crying. I felt all the emotions. It was amazing. Everybody go see that movie.
I heard it's perfect. Like, do you watch PR, like, when they do PR for movies and the interviews and stuff like that? Do you watch that?
If it's on my For You page, I'll watch it.
Okay. So, like, him and Florence Pugh talked about, because I know there's, like, a sex scene, right?
Yes, there's 2 sex scenes, just in case you guys want to know that.
And he was like, they said cut, but we didn't stop. And I was like, whoa! Like, they weren't actually having sex. Yeah. Like, they can't do that. But he was like, we kept making out. And I was like, whoa,
that's crazy.
Because neither of them are married.
Yeah.
Also, the biggest downfall in life, not really, but kind of, is Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone not getting married.
Yeah.
Love that lore.
Seriously.
Amazing Spider-Man. Favorite Spider-Man.
Yeah. He did amazing. Like, and he's the sweetest to her in the movie. Like, guys, everybody seriously go see it. It's so good.
I'm just obsessed. Like, I just feel like it'd be so hard because they had a baby. And I'm just going to be like being a mom.
Yeah, but he's such a good dad.
Oh.
So go watch it.
That's what's going to make me even more sad because Ty's such a good dad and I'm just going
to
be like,
oh, okay, well, sometimes it's good to go to a movie and cry.
No,
it feels good.
Have you seen Marriage Story?
On Netflix, no, but my friend told me about that, and my friend Aiden, if you're listening to this, shout out to you, you're the best. He is always talking to me about that movie, and he's like, you have to watch this movie.
That movie made me never want to get a divorce. Not that I wanted a divorce anyways. It shows you the behind the scenes of what divorce is like.
Okay, me and Lawrence have to watch.
Scarlett Johansson is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's Adam Driver.
Yes.
That...
It's right on Netflix.
No, it's so good. Ty and I bought it right after we watched it. I could find a video about it. POV. We just moved to Colorado. We're sleeping on an air mattress. Because all of our stuff hasn't come from the movers yet. And I say, okay, let's watch this. Because my sister-in-law was like, you guys need to watch this. I watch it, bawl my eyes out, the whole movie. And they have a kid, too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So you see the kid go through it, too. And I'm just like, cool, I want to die. Yeah. So now I literally told Ty, I said, I could never get a divorce. And he was like, well, good thing we didn't want one. I was like, yeah, I know. But, like, it was
crazy.
I just was like, I appreciated him so much at that point. Because I just, honestly, we should probably watch it every year. Just a reminder, like, this is how awful life would be if you guys ever got a divorce.
Literally. Okay, me and Lawrence should watch. We'll watch.
That night we held each other and just apologized for every stupid thing we ever did. Because we were both like,
oh my gosh.
No. That movie's fire. But I do need to go see that.
Yes, go see it. 10 out of 10 recommend. There is 2 sex scenes, so if you don't like that,
you can wait until it comes out
and skip. I'm sorry, we were talking about celebrities. Honestly, everybody slayed the house down with their Halloween costumes this year. Great job. I love Halloween. And now it's time for Thanksgiving. And I love Thanksgiving.
And you don't celebrate Christmas until after Thanksgiving?
After Thanksgiving, I'll put up my tree.
Yeah, because she's a freak. I'm usually November 1st. Ty's like shocked I didn't put it up, but I was like, dude.
I've had a day.
I need a week.
Literally.
Maybe. I don't know. If there's, like, a day where it snows, I'll be like, okay, she's here.
It's time.
Yeah, literally. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But your favorite holiday is still the 4th of July, though?
Oh, yes, hands down. I love the 4th. Like, Christmas is fun, but nothing beats the 4th of July.
Guys.
I love the summer.
I need to know what everybody's favorite holiday is, because I feel like... You're, like, the first person I know that said 4th of July.
Oh, my gosh, really? It's such a good holiday.
Yeah.
The vibes are high. It's hot. We're in swimsuits.
We're tan.
We're tan.
Watermelon.
We're swimming. We're eating good food, barbecue. We're outside all day. Then we're going to watch fireworks all night. Like, I just think it's such good vibes. Like, how could you be sad on 4th of July?
Truly. Well, unless you're in Europe.
God bless America. That's all I have to say.
Oh my gosh.
Literally, it's so good.
I don't know what my favorite holiday is. I just love holidays in general. Any excuse to throw a party, I'm like, I'm there.
That's so, it's so true. It's so
that's
fun.
Me.
We're planning our cookbook, too. We're doing a cookbook this month, so I haven't done...
What are we doing? Are we just doing the Jellycat White Christmas or White Elephant thing?
And I mean, we should probably do treats or something. Like,
yeah, tell everyone to bring, like, a full treat.
Yeah, like, I'll text that. That's the recap and some of our favorite Halloween costumes. We got a little off topic today, but...
Yeah, sorry, we talked about boobs for 10 minutes.
Literally. But we'll post some, like, of the stories we talked about on our Instagram, so make sure to follow us there.
But, like, this will probably go up in the middle of November, so you guys might be over it, but we will never get over it.
Okay, guys, thanks so much for listening. Make sure to tune in next week. We're going to be talking about all our winter and fall favorites, like clothing, skincare, all the things. So make sure to tune in.
Thank you guys for relaxing and rewinding, and we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.